Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with some of the most interesting news of the day. We're getting a little political today. While State Treasurer Stacey Garrity has announced her run for governor, State Senator Doug Mastriano says he's still deciding. And Republicans have chipped away at Democrats' lead in voter registration this year. Stay with us to find out how much it's shrunk. It's Tuesday, August 26th. Let's get into it. First, you've heard this sentence a few times now. Pennsylvania still does not have an approved state budget. This week, Governor Josh Shapiro says Republican lawmakers are stalling state budget talks to gain a political advantage ahead of next year's governor's race. Jackson White reports on that for WVIA.
Pennsylvania's state budget is almost 2 months overdue, and early jockeying in the 2026 election isn't helping. Treasurer Stacey Garrity, who is the Republicans' top pick to oppose Shapiro during his re-election bid next year, is pointing at the late budget to criticize Shapiro's leadership. Meanwhile, Shapiro says Republican leaders are dragging their feet toward reaching a deal so they can criticize him publicly.
It's time for them to get to work. It's time for them to put politics aside. And it's time for them to focus on the good people of Pennsylvania.
Still, party leaders maintain that budget talks are progressing and they hope to reach a deal soon. Millions of dollars in funds for mass transit, schools, counties, and nonprofits remain stalled until they do. I'm Jackson White in Harrisburg.
Now, speaking of the governor's race, Pennsylvania Senator Doug Mastriano, a Franklin County Republican, says he's still months away from deciding whether he'll run again. While Mastriano deliberates, the state's Republican leaders are coalescing around State Treasurer Stacey Garrity as the party's preferred candidate for governor. Jordan Wilkie reports for WVIA.
Pennsylvania's GOP is scheduled to vote on the party's official endorsement for governor in mid-September. The results are all but locked for Garrity, who won election to state treasurer for the second time in 2024 with the most votes ever cast for a state office candidate. Republican leadership in the state House and Senate unanimously support Garrity. Senator Mastriano, who makes campaign decisions with his wife, says they disagree with the endorsements months before the filing deadline.
We think it's a terrible idea and it'll disenfranchise the grassroots, which we're part of.
Mastriano won the 2022 Republican primary by over 20 percentage points before losing to then-Attorney General Josh Shapiro in the general election by 15 percentage points. Mastriano says he will make his decision to run for governor on the same timeline he did in 2022, when he declared his candidacy in January. He says he will spend the next few months measuring excitement for his candidacy and seeing if he has enough financial support to run again. The Pennsylvania GOP declined to comment for the story.
That was Jordan Wilkie reporting. More up to date after this break.
I'm Kat Bolas from the WVIA News Team. Let us meet you where you are. Find us on air on WVIA Radio, online at WVIA.org, or on the WVIA app.
Welcome back. So I did warn you this would be a politics-heavy show today. This is the last one that's specifically about politics, though. The Pennsylvania Republican Party is celebrating its statewide voter registration efforts as the Democrats' advantage dwindles. Tom Reese reports for WVIA.
Republicans swept November's elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and state row offices. And the state GOP says it's using the momentum to rally new voters. Democrats have held an advantage in voter registrations in the state since the 1970s. But C.J. Parker, the state's GOP political director, says his party has an ambitious goal to change that this year.
We launched a friendly voter registration competition amongst all 67 county parties to boost the energy and push across the finish line, because we want to flip the state for active registrations to Republican by the end of the year.
Erie County, which is considered a bellwether, is less than 6,000 voters from reaching a Republican voter registration majority as of Monday. But pollsters suggest Pennsylvania's growing number of unaffiliated voters also shows it's the independents who will determine future elections as the two major parties near parity. Reporting from Harrisburg, I'm Tom Reese.
Okay, you should be feeling pretty up to date right about now. Find more stories like this at WVIA.org. And while you're there, sign up for the WVIA News Notes newsletter. Today, it's a special edition all about the Little League World Series in South Williamsport. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out today. Now, if you want to stay in the know, you should definitely subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.